It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
It is breaking news. Two big blasts were heard early this morning in Holiday after police say they learned about some old dynamite in a home.
That dynamite is being detonated as a precaution. KSL News Radio's Adam Small is live on the scene. Adam?
Amanda, there are still tons of police cars, fire trucks lining the road with a huge plume of smoke bellowing up into the sky out of this home near 6200 South, 2300 East. Fire crews said this started late last night with a homeowner apparently called a friend saying he had a lot of what they described as ancient dynamite handed down through the family. Crews responded and they say they found there was no safe way to remove it, so they had to detonate it this morning inside the home. That's what it sounded like. A lot of people had to evacuate this area as a precaution. Authorities say this home will not be livable anymore. We'll keep you updated. Live on the scene in Holiday, Adam Small, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, the Red Cross of Utah is also in Holiday this morning, ready to help anyone who needs a place to stay because of the explosives detonation. Overnight, they used Oakwood Elementary School on Highland Drive as a place for people to stay while police did their work.
We also have a developing story this morning after one of the biggest egg producers in the Mountain West lost thousands of chickens in a barn fire near the Utah-Idaho border. KSL News Radio's Peter Johnston is live with more. Peter?
Amanda, 120,000 chickens are gone. That's the estimate from Cache County Fire District Marshal Jason Wynn, who tells KSL TV a combined team of firefighters from Logan and even Idaho managed to isolate the fire to a single barn. Wynn says his team arrived after the fire ignited at about 4 p.m. yesterday, and they saw fire poking through the fallen roof of a tin and wood chicken barn. The real problem, though, was getting water to the barn and getting it inside. Wynn tells KSL TV there are no hydrants at the location, and his team was using heavy machinery to pry apart the wreckage and allow fire hoses to douse the flames. This facility produces about 1 million eggs a day. Reporting live from North Salt Lake County, Peter Johnston, KSL News Radio.
At this point, it's not known if or how much of the egg farm fire could impact egg availability and prices in the area. Oakdale does sell their eggs in 11 states, including various grocery stores here in Utah.
The bird flu virus has been found in raw milk in some parts of the country.
Bird flu cases have been detected in cattle in at least 8 states, from Idaho to North Carolina. In Texas, a farm worker was infected, believed to be only the second human case ever in the U.S.
And the FDA recommends that you do not consume raw milk or dairy products that have not been pasteurized. The agency says more testing is underway, including in fertilized eggs. Results are expected in the coming days or weeks.
ABC's Lina Moise says the FDA says the commercial milk supply is safe because of pasteurization.
We're also checking in on a fire in Ogden overnight that burned a home along Monroe Boulevard. Firefighters tell us that 12 people were able to get out safely, including 4 kids, but one dog died in that fire. There was also some minor exterior damage to another nearby home.
Salt Lake City firefighters are investigating a series of fires likely started by an arsonist. A car fire was one of 4 fires set along 100 South between 5 and 700 East this week. All the fires happened within a 30-minute window. Investigators are asking for anyone with information or doorbell camera footage to reach out.
KSL's top national stories this hour. The foreign aid and TikTok ban bill package passed in the Senate last night. After the vote, China offered little to no reaction. Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin just referred to a statement he issued last month.
My colleagues and the spokesperson of the Ministry of Commerce have previously made clear China's principled position and the U.S. Congress passage of the bill on TikTok, which you may refer to.
The Biden administration and several members of Congress consider TikTok a security threat because of China's policy that requires companies to share collected data with the government.
The Supreme Court will hear an abortion case today.
It's the first major test of state abortion ban since the Dobbs decision 2 years ago. The question is whether federal law requiring emergency rooms to offer stabilizing treatment preempts state laws banning abortion. The case comes from Idaho, where the law allows abortion only to save the life, but not the health, of the mother.
ABC Stephen Portnoy will be covering the case for us throughout the day.
KSL Weather Now with Matt Johnson. Going to feel hot today just before a major weather pattern change.
Today's going to be in the low 80s, breezy out of the south. We're bringing in a lot of dry, desert, warm air from the Mojave, so that'll help bump our temperatures this afternoon. Tomorrow, we do have a slight chance for thunder in the afternoon. Highs in the upper 60s and low 70s. Really not that bad.
The storm moving in tomorrow should last into Saturday.
First look traffic now on the 7 o'clock report, and here is Andy Farnsworth.
Well, our freeways are in pretty good shape overall. SR-201, the 21st South Freeway, might be one little exception with some backups in Magna near 7200 West. Mountain View's got a really slow stretch down the hill from 41 to 3500 South. We've also got some traffic backing up a little bit on I-15 near 45th South in Murray. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
An Ogden man is accused of deleting time card data for hundreds of people. KSL News Radio's Michael Commit is live to explain. Michael?
Tim, 22-year-old Justin James Garcia used to work for global automotive supplier Autoliv before he was fired late last summer for time card fraud. The next day, a manager discovered the data for 200 employees, including Garcia, had been deleted. The investigation laid down the charges. The stunts cost Autoliv $12,000 and 2 months' worth of payroll information getting erased. Garcia will appear in court later this June. Reporting live, Michael Kmit, KSL News Radio.
Utah Senator Mitt Romney says thanks, but no thanks, to the calls for him to be Harvard University's next president. Romney's comments were posted on social media by a HuffPost political reporter. Romney said, quote, "One way to end the demonstrations on campus would be to name me the president of Harvard, because then the demonstrations would be about getting rid of President Romney."
Yeah. The Utah County Sheriff's Office issued a ticket to a motorcyclist this week for going, are you ready, 141 miles an hour in a 70-mile-per-hour zone. I wonder what that fine looks like. The driver was cited for reckless driving and, if found guilty, could lose their license.
Flights in and out of France have been a mess today because of a planned air traffic control workers' strike that was just averted this morning. French media report a deal has been reached between the largest air traffic control union and French aviation officials. But so far, over 75% of the flights at the Paris airport have been canceled.
Yeah, and mine was among them. I was scheduled to fly out today, and they notified me late last night. There's going to be more of this, too, between now and Olympics, because they feel like they've got a little leverage over there. A man attacked by a grizzly bear in Montana in September has returned to the university hospital to say thank you to all the doctors and nurses that kept him alive.
I wanted to come out and say hi and thank you again. And a lot of times they don't get to see people after they're gone.
Rudy Norlander tells KSL-TV he still has a long recovery ahead of him. He had four surgeries and his jaw had to be completely reconstructed.
Detroit City leaders want to use the NFL draft this week to showcase what's new with the Motor City.
Detroit was once one of the country's largest and most powerful cities, and it has bounced back after filing for bankruptcy in 2013. Lauren Stovall, the business lead at Hot Sam's, the 103-year-old men's clothing store and tailor shop, says people visiting the city for the first time will be surprised by what they see.
What's so great is when people actually come to Detroit, they are blown away, because Detroit is not what they might have thought.
Rocket Mortgage majority owner Dan Gilbert says the draft is a good chance for Detroit to showcase itself to the rest of the country.
I think it's going to be another milestone in pushing Detroit up in people's minds.
There are new hotels, high-end and trendy restaurants and bars. The three-day draft is expected to bring at least $160 million to the city. I'm Mike Hempen.
Time now for traffic and weather together at 7:09, brought to you by Sinclair's DinoPay app. Save up to 20 cents a gallon. Here's Andy.
And right now, if you're on I-15, that drive north is still clear. We had some heavy traffic through Murray. Looks like that's thinned out a little bit for now. 201 freeway does have some backups eastbound around 7200 west, and now near Bangor Highway to Willa County, that slowing we had in Lake Point, SR-36. Right now, it seems to have mostly cleared out. Heather?
We're still at freeway speed southbound I-15 from Ogden to Salt Lake, but traffic is very heavy, and you'll see some of those pockets of heavy traffic in Clearfield and Farmington, and again as you approach downtown Salt Lake City. If you need to get to the airport, transitioning to Legacy Parkway and the West Side Belt are good options for you, and city streets continue to get congested. Eric?
We're looking at good speeds in Utah County on I-15 from Spanish Fork and Springville all the way up to Thanksgiving Point. Not seeing any major delays anyplace. Redwood Road starting to fill in a little bit around 2100 North and 2100 North as well for eastbounders heading over to the freeway. Now Pioneer Crossing starting to see some more activity coming out of Saratoga Springs heading over to American Fork. Along the Wasatch Bank, US 40 in good shape this morning, northbound from Heber City to Park City. Did you know simple maintenance rejuvenates your asset? asphalt roof for 30 to 50% longer? Don't wait for a disaster. Go to the Masters at MasterRoofingUtah.com to schedule your free assessment today. Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.